దక్షిణామూర్తి శంకర అండ్ రమణ బై డాక్టర్ టిఎంపి మహాదేవన్. శివ యాజ్ దక్షిణామూర్తి ఈజ్ ద వరల్డ్ టీచర్ హూ సిటింగ్ అండర్ నీత్ ది బానియన్ ట్రీ టీచెస్ ద సుప్రీమ్ ట్రూత్ త్రూ సైలెన్స్. హీ ఈజ్ పిక్చర్డ్ యాజ్ ఏ యూత్ డిస్పెల్లింగ్ ది డౌట్స్ ఆఫ్ ఏజ్డ్ డిసైపుల్స్ వితౌట్ ది ఎయిడ్ ఆఫ్ వర్డ్స్, బట్ ఆల్ కెనాట్ కాంప్రహెండ్ the language of silence, nor is it given to all to go to the banyan tree where their lord is seated. So the need arose for Shankara incarnation. Shankara came as the Jagat Guru, world teacher. Only here, instead of the Jagat, world, going to the Guru, teacher, we have the Guru coming to the Jagat. In the short span of 32 years that constituted Shankara's earthly life, a revolution was effected in the then known India through almost incessant travel and unsparing exertion on the part of the master. It seemed as though the Lord rose from his seat under the banyan tree, leaving off his silence, and moved and mingled with the multitudes in order to enlighten and save them. In the place of the unmoving Akara, Dakshinamurti, we have Shankara moving Kara, and in the place of silence Mauna, we have auspicious speech Shankara walk. This change or transformation was required to meet the challenge of the time the Shankara incarnation took place. Our age, the era of machinery and speed, has its own problems. One finds almost everyone moving without purpose. A good volume of talking goes on every minute, much of it without sense. In such an atmosphere of speed and sound, it is no wonder that silence and stasis are often mistaken for spirituality. This age demands, on the part of the world teacher, neither absolute silence nor much speech, neither total stasis nor constant movement. We had such a teacher in Bhagavan Sri Ramana, who was both Akara unmoving and Kara moving, who taught both through silence and speech. Leaving Madurai as a boy of 16, Sri Ramana went to Tiruvannamalai and never left that sacred place thereafter. His movement was confined to the environs of the Arunachala mountain. To his devotees, he was the moving Arunachala. For many years after his arrival at Tiruvannamalai, he did not speak. People used to refer to him as the Mauna Swami, silent ascetic. But his silence was not part of any discipline. He found no use for words. When at long last he was discovered, and a few ardent seekers of truth approached him for instruction, he did speak. In short, Sri Ramana played the roles of Dakshinamurti and Shankara to suit the exigencies of our age. If Shankara may be described as the later Dakshinamurti, Sri Ramana, it seems to me, may rightly be regarded as the later Shankara, Apar Shankara. In the Guru Parampara Stotra, composed by Kavyakanta Ganapati Muni, the following lines occur: Dakshinamurti Sarambam Shankaracharya మధ్యమం రమణాచార్య పర్యంతం వందే గురు పరంపరం. ఒబీసెన్స్ టు ద లైన్ ఆఫ్ ప్రిసెప్టర్స్ విత్ దక్షిణామూర్తి ఇన్ ద బిగినింగ్, శంకర ఇన్ ద మిడల్ అండ్ రమణ ఇన్ ది ఎండ్. ఈశ్వర గాడ్ గురు ప్రిసెప్టర్ అండ్ ఆత్మన్ ది సెల్ఫ్ ఆర్ బట్ డిఫరెంట్ నేమ్స్ ఫర్ వన్ అండ్ ది సేమ్ రియాలిటీ. దక్షిణామూర్తి ద సౌత్ ఫేసింగ్ డైటీ, శంకర the peripatetic teacher of the humanity, and Ramana, the sage of self-inquiry, are expressions of the same principle. In the introductory verse to his verse rendering of Shankara's Atmabodha, Sri Ramana declares his identity with Shankara. Thus, is the teacher Shankara who grants the knowledge of the self other than the self? Remaining in my heart as the self, he who utters the Tamil today, who is he other than that one himself? Sri Ramana did not found any new school of thought or cult. He taught the ageless truth of Vedanta, which is not sectarian but universal. Even to call that truth Advaita, non-duality, is only a concession to the inherent limitations of language. The Master blazoned forth and knew the path of self-inquiry through which everyone can attain Advaita experience. None was too low for it and none too great. Everyone can take to it, no matter what his cult, creed or caste is. Even a skeptic or agnostic, an atheist or anti-theist may follow it and come to good, as Sri Ramana's presence was accessible to all without let or hindrance. So was the teaching meant for the good of the entire world. As the night drew in on Friday, the 14th of April 1950, Bhagavan Sri Ramana chose to leave his body, but he has not gone anywhere. There is no departure for a Jivan Mukta, and the Master's mission can end only with universal salvation. Of course, he knows what instruments to choose and in which ways to fulfill his task. Those of us who have had the rare good fortune of association with his embodied form have a sacred duty to ourselves, which is to meditate on him and his teachings and share with others the precious legacy we have received from him.